And I think the other goal is that it keeps the preacher short. I mean, in time, not in height. That we can't help. But I do want to take just a moment and welcome you all to this wonderful Christmas Eve service as we begin this Christmas season. And this is just the beginning, by the way. If you think it's over after tomorrow, you should come check us out on Sunday. But the fact of the matter is, we are hearing about a story that has been told four thousands of years, literally, now. And we hear in our earlier reading from Titus, I just want to point out this thing in which Paul is teaching his young minister as he's struggling within the church, shockingly, dealing with false teachers and weak leadership. He is being shored up by his mentor Paul in this letter, and in this passage of the letter, he's encouraging him to teach sound doctrine. And it was a while ago, so I'll just tell you how it went. Chapter 2, verse 11, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all." If you hear nothing else tonight, if you understand nothing else about why you may have come here, you are here because you know somewhere within you or some part of you, it may be the grace of God moving, even though you may not be aware of it, that drew you here. You may think it was because Grandma made you come, but it's really the grace of God moving, and God is saying to you, "I've come for you." And he's brung salvation to all of us. Salvation so that we can move forward into growing into the people he's called us to be. And it's important that we hear what is said in verse 12. He comes bringing salvation to all, verse 12, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly. Seems simple enough. But you know what he didn't say? As Paul was telling his mentee to teach solid doctrine, he is telling him that Jesus came to bring salvation to all, and through the power of his Holy Spirit, he is training us to be godly. He didn't say anything about judging those who aren't, did he? See, the solid doctrine of the church is that we have an understanding that Jesus came with grace, mercy, and love, and gave himself for each of us so that we would come to be like him, to be godly, to be whole, to be loving and kind unconditionally. That is the true message. That is the solid doctrine of the Christian church. Sometimes over the years, it has felt different to many of us, but that isn't what God intended. He came to save us. And this season reminds us that this is what we're here for. And as we listen to that call to live self-controlled, upright, and godly, we're doing this while we wait for the blessed hope and a manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He has entered into this world as an infant. He will return as a king. And we have this option that we live in right now, a choice. We can choose by his training to be godly, or we can choose to be worldly. And I'm not sure how things have been going for you the last couple years, but the world doesn't seem to have that much to offer, does it? We go looking for hope, comfort, and peace, and many of the things we used to find it in no longer bring it. The true joy comes in a life that is lived full and fulfilled. The opportunity for that comes in our training that comes from our Savior, Jesus Christ. And as we continue forward in this Christmas season, as you continue forward, each of us, when we leave this place, it is my prayer that we remember to celebrate the God that came for us. Celebrate him in a way that we allow his Spirit to move and for his training to come, so that we can be strengthened to be godly, to do the fullness of what he's called us to do. And he says in verse 14, Paul says, "He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds." I pray we will all accept Christ's training, the unconditional love, the grace and the mercy that we've been shown will pour out, and that we will become zealous. Zealous for good deeds, to his glory, not our own. Merry Christmas.